This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What options do stranded airline passengers have? From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. Southwest Airlines has canceled another 2,300 flights today. For passengers, the operational meltdown at the airline has meant days of misery, but they also have some recourse. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here with more on that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is Southwest doing to help stranded passengers?
Southwest says customers affected by canceled or delayed flights between December 24th and January 2nd should submit receipts. The airline says it will reimburse meals, hotels, and alternate transportation within reason, whatever that means. Some travelers say they have been reimbursed for parts of their trips after spending hours on hold.
And federal officials are paying attention. What are we hearing from them?
Well, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has had an eye on airlines since the travel chaos of this summer. He's calling Southwest's performance unacceptable and says he'll hold the airline accountable and push it to reimburse travelers.
Now, in the meantime, there are thousands of people still out there trying to get to their destinations. What can they do, Kristen, and what can any of us do if we're in a similar situation?
Yeah, the first thing is to know your rights. They're a little different depending on the airline. But one industry standard, you are owed a refund even if your ticket is non-refundable. That includes bag fees and any other extras like seat assignments. Same goes if your ticket is downgraded, say from first class to economy. You're owed the difference in those fares. Where things get a little more complicated is compensation for things like food and lodging, especially because a lot of airlines have different rules for cancellations that are under their control versus ones that aren't, like bad weather. One more layer of protection, check to see if your trip is insured. Many credit cards cover travel disruptions and cancellations, even in the event of weather. It's how I was able to sleep at a hotel instead of at an airport when I got stuck traveling earlier this week. But before you rack up a bill, make sure you read the fine print.
Marketplace's Kristen Schwab, thank you.
Thanks.
Markets in Asia fell today. The Shanghai Composite Index closed down 0.4%. Japan's Nikkei fell nearly 1%. The FTSE in London is down 0.2%, and Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are pointing up in the 0.2% to 0.6% range.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
We are reflecting on the year past, and one of the standout moments was an accounting by environmental groups of how much financing banks have provided for fossil fuel projects, more than $4.5 trillion over a six-year period. One bank is reversing course. Europe's largest, HSBC, says it will stop financing the development of new oil and gas fields. For today's Economic Pulse, we're checking in with Bill McKibben, founder of the climate advocacy group Third Act. He's been writing about HSBC's decision and the wider issue of banks financing fossil fuel projects. Good morning, Mr. McKibben.
Good morning. What a pleasure to be with you.
HSBC is keeping its current oil and gas investments, but promising not to make new ones. How significant is this pledge from HSBC?
I think it's a pretty big deal. It's the first time that one of the members of the club of really big banks has bowed to public pressure and said, we're going to get out of the business of expanding the fossil fuel empire. HSBC is the biggest bank by assets in Europe, and hopefully the signal will be heard in this country, because Chase, Citi, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America are also the four biggest lenders to the fossil fuel industry. They're in the thick of this fight with scientists about whether it's okay to keep expanding the fossil fuel enterprise. Everybody knows we're going to be using oil for a few more years, but what we can't be doing is building new frack wells, new pipelines, new LNG terminals, all that kind of stuff. The scientists have said, if we have any hope of meeting those targets about climate that we set in Paris, that kind of stuff has to have ended.
Is it realistic to expect the American banks to follow HSBC's lead? And the reason I ask is because, you know, this is an industry where $4 trillion of capital is flowing. Why would they follow the lead of HSBC?
Well, they obviously won't follow it unless there's significant public pressure. That's why at Third Act, we're working with a big coalition of groups to stage a major protest on March 21st. And we'll be inside and outside bank branches all over America, reminding people that though your suburban Chase or Citi or B of A or Wells Fargo branch just looks like a one-story building in a strip mall, it should have a big smokestack on the top to represent the pollution that it's pouring into the air. If we had 40 years to deal with this crisis, we could just wait for that natural transition to gracefully happen. But unfortunately, we don't. Time to stop.
But is there a nuanced way of doing this? And I ask because, you know, we've seen Europe resorting back to burning more coal to make up for its energy shortages brought on by Russia's war in Ukraine. Doesn't it make sense for banks to at least fund new natural gas supplies to beef that up? Because, you know, coal is far worse for the environment.
It turns out actually that coal is not far worse for the environment. When you burn gas, you produce less carbon than you do coal, but a lot more methane leaks into the atmosphere. So basically, it's a wash. At any rate, the real point is that renewable energy, energy from the sun and wind, is now cheaper than either coal or gas to build. And according to the huge study from Oxford that came out this year, if we do it quickly, the world will save tens of trillions of dollars over the next couple of decades, simply because the cost is so much lower.
Yeah, that certainly eclipses the $4 trillion figure I mentioned at the beginning. Bill McKibben is the founder of the climate advocacy group Third Act. Thank you very much and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and let's hope that it's a slightly cooler one.
Yeah, indeed. And the new year will bring new complications for cargo ships trying to navigate around Russia's war in Ukraine. Some insurers are canceling certain policies shippers need to operate because of the risks associated with the war. Experts say this could mean fewer insurance options for shippers and higher prices. I'm Nova Safo with a Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.